T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
There are a lot of people who are now saying that they're not going to accept it anymore and have concerns about it. One of them who has had concerns from the very beginning, and I admire the fact that Brad Mars, who's a former member of the House of Delegates, was one of the first people out of the gate to say, look, I want to protect people, I want to keep people safe, but you can't allow elected officials, Republican, Democrat, whoever it is, to just claim that they have authority, unlimited authority that they don't have. And Brad is back with us this morning. Hey, we haven't talked in a couple of weeks, and you've been involved in one of the lawsuits against the governor, which, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't very successful. What's your assessment of where things are today?
Well, I'll correct that. First of all, the case that I have is in process.
It is, okay.
And we're awaiting a ruling. I would say I've been disappointed that it's currently in the Supreme Court of Virginia, which is our state's highest court, as the name suggests. And I have been disappointed that the court has not moved more with more speed. But we are awaiting ruling, and it's still possible. I couldn't hazard to guess. And there are even rules that prohibit lawyers from denigrating the court.
Yeah, well, I don't want you to step into that.
Don't lead me into that realm. Let's just say I'm disappointed, but still hopeful that the ruling might well be favorable before we're done. The thing that has afflicted other cases that have been brought is that there's a longstanding doctrine in the courts that the courts don't take up constitutional issues or big issues if the case can be resolved on smaller issues. Mm-hmm. And that's gotten in the way of a lot of things. And in particular, there's a rule that if you're going for an immediate injunction, it's very discretionary with the trial judge. So the problem is, even if an appeals court might agree with you on the principle, if the trial judge exercises his discretion to deny the injunction, then the appeals court is not even going to address the constitutional issue. And in fact, that's exactly what happened in the Gold's Gym case, the case brought by Senators Ryan McDougal and Bill Stanley. The Supreme Court denied the appeal, but the Supreme Court didn't even talk about the constitutional issues involved or the powers issues involved. It just said, look, if the trial judge doesn't give you an injunction, that's a matter of discretion. We don't disturb that. Mm-hmm. As is typical for him, our esteemed attorney general crowed to the media about how they had upheld the orders, and that's simply not true. It's true that the orders have not been struck down by a court, at least not yet, but it's also true that they've not been upheld. So there's still hope that
that's an important distinction.
Some sort of we just haven't gotten to it yet.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you think about it, there really haven't been a lot of major court rulings across the nation yet because, unfortunately, the courts are just not equipped to move that fast. It's been, 2 weeks since Wisconsin struck down their orders by the narrowest of margins, 4-3, in an opinion that's an interesting read if you've got a couple of hours because it's a couple hundred pages long. But, there's very intuitive reasons why people can understand that these orders are just not valid. If you think back to the old schoolhouse rock, how a bill becomes a law, all of us learned how laws are made, and it doesn't involve one person standing at a microphone at a press conference.
Do you think maybe the governor Do you think maybe the governor, being aware that there are experts in the Constitution who are willing to challenge him, that that's why, honestly, I took it as kind of a recalibration, almost out of embarrassment, the other day about the face mask ruling, where he said, oh, well, we're not going to use law enforcement. We're going to put this on the restaurants and businesses to enforce it, kind of putting the screws to them because he knows that they're licensing issues for them, but he didn't want to take the risk that a responsible former legislator and lawyer like you would challenge him and, you know, basically cut him off at the knees in court because he knew he was on shaky ground.
I don't know who is drafting these things in the governor's office, but it's been kind of a comedy of errors, and it bespeaks of a great deal of inexperience. When you read the mask's order, it was surprising to me that he did not direct it towards businesses. He did not direct it towards building landlords. It's specifically addressed only towards individuals. And it says when you have to wear a mask and when he deigns to let you go without a mask. And yet this image has gone out that somehow the burden is on businesses to do this. It's mm-hmm. just not true. There's nothing in the executive order that would hold a business or a landlord liable. But the governor, when pressed with a question, said, oh, we're not really going to arrest people. Well, his executive order says they will. So if he didn't want to arrest people, he didn't have to put that phrase in there. Mm-hmm. He could have avoided that by simply not invoking the arrest power in the executive order. But he did. It's no different than Mayor Stoney saying we got a curfew tonight, but, you know, not really. We're not going to use it.
Yeah. You
know, I don't know why we've got an 8 p.m. curfew in Richmond if we're not going to enforce it. By the same token, I'm not sure why bother telling people there's going to be a crime for not wearing a mask and then saying, yeah, but we're not really going to enforce it. It's nonsensical. And it frankly, I think it kind of comes from both angles at the same time. On the one hand, I'm an authoritarian doing the right thing for everybody, all concerned. On the other hand, I really wouldn't do anything that harsh on anybody. Yeah.
So, I think
it's kind of like he's trying to have it both ways.
I think it belies what I've thought for a long time, that modern Democrats are really good at politics, retail politics, and coalition politics, but they're very bad at governing. I mean, they're pathetic at it. They know how push the right buttons and stoke the flames, but when it comes to actually being responsible, managing money, managing people, being fair in the way they manage issues, they're incompetent, and they're demonstrating.
Well, as a lifelong Republican, I can say my friends sometimes disappoint me as well.
Yeah. Real quick,
there's a lot of that to go around.
We gotta go, but what about this thing that wasn't really covered about the governor kind of giving himself unlimited? There's no deadline now on his original executive order. I don't think that has changed. It is timeless. I got a problem with that.
Which order do you mean?
The original order granting himself these emergency powers. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's, the emergency powers, the statute does not put a time limit on it, which is not the case in every state in the United States. Mm-hmm. In one of the western states, I forget which, I think it might have been Oregon, there was a 30-day time limit, and the governor exceeded it, and the court struck it down, not out of concerns for the orders themselves, but just because he kept it in place too long. Mm-hmm. We don't have that in Virginia, and it's one of the interesting things with the General Assembly meeting only over the winter and not convening again until January. You know, you wonder if we're going to go all the way to January with this sort of micromanaging by press conference with no checks. And, of course, the General Assembly has the power to compel a special session. The governor himself can call a special session.
Right.
Nobody seems to be doing that.
No,
of course, the governor doesn't want to undermine his own actions.
Yeah.
And the assembly, being in the hands of his party, does not seem to be of a mind to do that either. So really, we're at his mercy unless the courts finally step in.
Yeah, we're really being badly led. This is a total failure of leadership. I appreciate the fact that you're one of the few people who's been vocal and public about this, Brad. Brad Maher is a former delegate, and I'm watching the clock. I got to go. They're going to kill me if I don't get out of here. Brad Maher, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me again, John. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.